Welcome to the Greg and Greg Show, starring Greg and, of course, Greg. This is an original, so you can bite my butt.
Yeah.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Greg Oles.
So this weekend, we had a big fun photo shoot amongst various places in downtown Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It was really exciting, don't you think?
I just think it was funny the way you said, it was really exciting!
I was really excited about it. I got to come down over to the Dallas side of town and hang out, walk around, take some photos with you and Rico.
I kept telling you not to drink all the prop beer, but you drank all of the prop beer and had to order like two more.
You're going a little overboard. I only had two beers.
Three beers.
At the Twilight Lounge, I had two.
You had like six total.
That's ridiculous. So anyway,
you drank an entire six pack.
That's the most ridiculous thing ever. So shout out to Rico.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see the pictures. He has an artistic eye for photography.
He would be what I would call a photographer.
He's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
His camera was taking about 1,000 pictures a second.
Oh, yeah. To capture all the moments.
And when we were looking back over them, back at your place, he just put his thumb on the button to scroll through, and it looked like a movie from the
1920s.
That's all you needed. So if there's any way that he can take all of those images and load them up into Windows Movie Maker,
that'd be great.
And then add that music to it, it would be spectacular.
I don't know if that was 1920s music or the cantina music from Star Wars. It always the cantina music from Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what it was. You were the big, giant, fluffy blue guy with his big fingers and his elephant nose.
No, I want to be one of the saxophone guys.
Who's playing his face?
Yeah, the face-playing dudes.
Yeah, it looks like he's playing his face. I guess he's actually playing an instrument.
I believe there's an instrument.
So anyway, shout out to Rico from the Infinite Agency, and shout out to Danny Bayless and Jess over at Twilight Lounge for letting us use their place for some photos.
Shout out to the Profit Bar for letting us up on the roof.
Yeah, we were on the roof. I'm excited to see those pictures.
That looks cool.
Those are going to be great, with downtown in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I wish it was a nicer day, i.e. my Facebook picture of me presenting a beer to the gods.
Right.
But, you know, you can't always win. Can't always get what you want.
It's one of those really weird, like, Texas days where it's raining and it's cold.
And you were complaining the entire time about the coldness.
Man, I was just cold, all right? Like, I just, let me have it. I was cold.
You were cold.
Because it was like 40 degrees, and it was rainy. It was overcast. Mm-hmm. There was no sun. It was just cold.
We were going to take a picture on Steve Wade from the Infinite Agency's roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lives in downtown, and they had like a nice parking garage that's up top.
Yeah.
Would have looked cool. But the rain had just started falling. Like
we sat around. We sat around in the lobby of the Kirby Building in downtown Dallas for probably 45 minutes, and then once Steve Wade got there, we went to the top, and it was raining.
Yeah,
and we're like, okay, well, let's just go eat. So headed back over to your place and changed clothes and went and ate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we looked pretty snazzy.
We looked pretty damn good.
I keep telling people that the photos that we took in our nice clothes in downtown, people were like, oh, did people think you were models, or did they think that you were taking your gay engagement photos?
Gay engagement photo.
And I'm like, why is it that when two snazzy-looking men get dressed up to go take photos that we have to be gay engagement photo taking?
Hey, every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
You can tell. You can tell, too, that all those women's that were around us were really, really like, those two guys are so hot.
And so gay.
And so gay. But yeah, it was fun. So look for those here in the near future.
Mm-hmm. The website is Akamina eventually.
I sent my bio off to the wife for editing.
Okay.
So you'll have that. You've been nagging me about it like you are my wife.
Yeah.
So maybe we should be gay and get married.
Because one of us has to get things
done. You
can
just nag on me all the time.
Hey, honey, just get your GD bio done.
It's done, honey. Consider it done. Consider it done.
I made you a meatloaf.
Yeah, you did.
It's in my pants.
Great. So I put up a little tease, a little post tease on our Twitter and on our Facebook pages about what's the point. This was eating at me last week.
So we're doing observational comedy.
It's not even really observational comedy. I just want to know,
what's the deal with airline peanuts? Who are they trying to keep out?
So, as you know, I've been a lifelong Dallas Mavericks fan since I was about five, so maybe not my entire life. But for the last 31 years, I've supported the Dallas Mavericks through thick and thin. They've had their ups. They've had their downs.
A lot of downs.
Right now?
A lot of syndromes.
I'm looking through their standings. Somebody hates you for that right now.
That was a good one.
So I'm looking through their standings, and right now they're currently seventh in the West.
Okay.
If they were in the Eastern Conference, they would be third in the East.
Because the Eastern Conference is very very bad right now.
They're 12 games over 500. So most
not
cases,
making the playoffs.
Most cases that would, you know, get you into the playoffs. But right now they're in the playoffs.
Oh, they are in the playoffs.
Right
I thought
now,
they were eliminated.
Not yet. They're still in. They're number seven right now.
Okay.
So a few games ago, the Mavericks lost in overtime to the Golden State Warriors. And this was a game, another game that went into overtime. You, the listener, have heard us bitch and complain and moan about the instant replay stuff. So the Mavericks lose on a very last-second shot thrown down by Steph Curry. Hits it, buzzer beater, game over. Mavs lose by two, 120 to 122. Well, the following day, the league goes back and says, oh, you know what? There was goaltending, and we missed that call. So my
Wait a minute, how was there goaltending on that call?
Not that play, but the play prior to it.
The play prior.
There was goaltending, so which gave the ball back to Golden State, which then led them to the opportunity to shoot the last basket and win the ball game. So the Mavericks could have won the game. Would hit their bucket, but it was goaltended, but it wasn't called. So the Mavs lose on a last-second buzzer beater. So then the league the next day comes out and says, yep, sorry, guys, we missed the call. So what it, like my...
What's the point of instant replay?
What's the point of them coming out and saying, yeah, sorry, guys, we missed the call? Like, shouldn't they come out and say, oh, hey, look, we missed the call, so therefore the outcome of the game should have been this and given us the win? What's the point of the league coming out and even saying that? It makes no sense to me. It hurts me in my heart, in my heart of hearts, my poor little blue and white Mavericks heart. It's bleeding blue right now because the NBA took a huge dagger and shoved it right in there. So if the Mavs miss the playoffs by, like, half a game, I'm going to blame it all on the NBA. It's the NBA's fault. So what's the point in telling me that you missed the call? You're not going to do anything about it. What's the point?
You okay?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
You're still in the playoffs.
Right now. But if we end up missing the playoffs?
You know, this is the this is the argument that you gave me about, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys defense. You would say, no, it's the defense's fault.
Yes.
So essentially, if this game went your way, which it didn't, I don't know where I'm going, actually. I was just trying to make it back to the Dallas Cowboys and how much I hate them.
Look, I can't sit here and defend the Mavericks for their lack of not being able to close out any ball game because they'll be up by six with a minute and a half left to go and lose or go into overtime. That's their fault. But when the league is going to overturn a call after the game, a league that's so very happy to go to instant replay and then turn it over after the game's over, what's the point?
I say there is no point. Get rid of instant replay. Because, no, you're not even using it right anyway.
You know what? Let's take it one step further. Get rid of the NBA.
I'm cool with that.
Just get rid of the whole thing. That way, my poor little bleeding Mavericks heart doesn't have to sit here and
But here's
and
the
bleed
problem.
Out.
Here's the problem with that. You get rid of the NBA tomorrow. It's done. It's over. No more NBA ever. Then people who used to like the NBA still go, well, the Lakers won blank amount of trophies.
I hate the Lakers, too.
And then the Spurs fans, like Super Spurs fan Steve, would be like, hey, the Dallas Mavericks are great. Or like an actual Spurs fan would say, hey, we won more rings than you.
The world needs more Super Spurs fans, Steve.
That was a really funny bit. Somebody used to, was it Pizza? Sam Pizza used to do that?
Sam FM, Sam Pizza, used to call in to a local sports radio show in San Antonio, to the Chris Duhl show, and would play this guy whose character was basically the world's biggest Spurs fan,
mm-hmm.
but all he did was talk about bag the on the Spurs and bag on the fans and bag on the city and just praise the Dallas Mavericks for everything that they did. And he would be like, you know, I'm such a diehard Spurs fan that, they, you know, they need to be more like the Dallas Mavericks. His whole goal was to make sure that the San Antonio Spurs fans knew how to be good fans. Genius.
And then they'd call up and they'd all be mad.
Oh my God.
At this
guy. There was one guy named Dale the cab driver who just couldn't figure out that it was a bit.
Mm.
And he would call in and he would yell back and forth with Sam about this until his head exploded. And Chris Duhl would just sit there and just instigate.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know, he knew the bit, so he was in on it. But, yeah, it was damn funny.
Mm.
But, look, I've got some.
Whoa.
I have some.
Pizza?
That, too.
Mm.
Let's listen and eat.
Give me a slice of pepperoni.
On the phone line right now is the man who calls himself Super Spurs Fan Steve. Welcome back into the zone.
I hope all the folks here in San Antonio saw that game last night and watched the finals and learned something. I know I did, and I'm a big Spurs fan. Biggest Spurs fan in town, actually. But I got to tell you guys.
What did you learn last night? You said you learned. What did you learn last night?
What good basketball should look like. You know, I've been here. I've lived here my whole life, and I've watched the Spurs and followed the Spurs and loved the Spurs my whole life. But last night, I watched a championship team that had what it took to get it done. And
well, haven't we seen that four times in San Antonio and only once
in,
now in Dallas?
You factor in shortened seasons and crooked refs, and, you know, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Last night I saw something different. That's what a championship basketball team should look like. Now, here's something I want to propose to the good people here in San Antonio. How would you guys, you know, San Antonio, Chris and Jason, how would y'all feel about hanging a championship banner in the AT&T Center?
There are already four.
Let's make it five and hang a Dallas Mavericks 2011 World Championship banner.
Let's not.
That's insane.
That's motivation. That's... We're going to have a river parade. Get your lawn chairs. Get downtown. Get some exercise because you people need it.
Now, you often say, get some exercise because you people need it. Isn't that kind of taking a shot at the people of San Antonio?
Well, I don't know if you've read the paper recently. I have. I'm up to date with all the news and what's going on in the world. But San Antonio's, we ain't the slimmest city, okay?
Oh, boy. Oh, those Spurs.
Oh, that super Spurs fan, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
What a genius.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Check us out, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow or on Twitter @GregAndGregShow. And look for those sweet pictures on the way.
And website.
Yeah.
Coming eventually.
Yeah.
I'm hoping at the end of the month. Right, guys? Yeah, they didn't even look back.
Yeah, they're too busy working on it. All right. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. Boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.